It is Marvelous Monday. No matter what we think, it is a marvelous Monday. I am in Gardenia's Garden, and I've read the minutes. Most of the time we reference these minutes as the Holy Scriptures, the Lord given to us by our Holy God. And that is so. It is the law of God. But today, I want to say to you, read the minutes. According to the minutes, a meeting took place. It is recorded in Genesis 1, 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our own image. According to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. Now, it is recorded in the minutes that God planted a garden. It is called the Garden of Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. Now, out of the ground, the Lord God made every tree to grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. In that garden he placed the tree of life, and he placed the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, the minutes record that another meeting took place. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden, told him to tend it and keep it. And God commanded the man, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Now, it is recorded in the minutes in chapter 3 that the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Misinformation. She didn't say what God said. But then the servant took advantage of that, said to the woman, "You will not surely die. For God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Then the meeting that took place between God, Adam, Eve, and the serpent. It is recorded how God punished each one of them for being disobedient to God, because God is in charge. And even though in Genesis 3, it outlines the curses that God laid upon them, but in Genesis 6, it is recorded that God made a decision to save man. He established a covenant with man. Genesis 6:18. God's meeting are not null and devoid. The minutes have already been recorded. And even after the flooding of the earth, again God said in Genesis 9:7, and you be fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. Life is filled with tribulation, but it is still life. Life is tough, but it is still life. Life has its joys and pleasures, but it is still life. The principles of life do not change. What must change is man. Man as a new creature. In Christ, you will find life beyond the sun. Read the minutes. God did not curse the world. The world did not receive the curse because of sin. It was Adam, Eve, and Satan who received the curse. God gave us life. How we live our lives, we are accountable to God. What type of life do you want to live? Solomon said, if I look at life under the sun, all is vanity. No matter how beautiful the architecture may be, it is temporary. No matter how much silver or gold, it is a temporary material in our hands. Solomon said, I saw that injustice seemed to prevail. I saw the tears of the oppressed. I saw oppression that is done under the sun. I saw those who refuse to be conquered. There were oppressors who desired power. Who has not seen the evil that is done under the sun? If you see the oppression of the poor and the violent presence of justice and righteous in a providence, do not marvel at the matter. For higher officials watches over higher officials, and higher officials are over them.
a severe evil which I have seen under the sun. Riches kept for their owner to his hurt. But those riches perish through misfortune. Or read the menace. A just man has his rewards, and an unjust man has his. As it pays to read ahead. God showed John that there's a river of life. In Revelation 21, in the middle of his street, on either side of the river, was the tree of life. The leaves of the tree were the healing of the nations, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall set his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no light there. They need no lamp, nor light of the sun. For the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Read the minutes. And God shall declare meeting adjourned.
Thank you again for joining us, Gardenia's Garden Podcast. Our music is that of Daphne T. Keys.